It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
It's time for Hal Sutton to be in the World Golf Hall of Fame. The World Golf Hall of Fame recently moved from St. Augustine, Florida to its new home at the Pinehurst Resort in North Carolina. My wife and I visited that Florida location several years ago and had a terrific time, even though I failed to put a golf ball onto the floating island green on the lake adjacent to that facility. Though I had played high school golf several decades ago in Louisiana, it was very disappointing to miss the target that day. But what I didn't realize at that time was a far more accomplished golfer hailing from my hometown had recently failed to hit a different target at the World Golf Hall of Fame. In the fall of 2018, the finalists announced for the possible induction into the World Golf Hall of Fame included none other than Shreveport's very own Hal Sutton. He was 60 years old at the time. The Hall of Fame selection committee for the class of 2019 included the greatest player of all time, Jack Nicklaus. Now, for someone who had closely followed Hal Sutton's golf career, I can remember the 1983 PGA Championship. The tall, blonde-haired young man from Northwest Louisiana did not falter down the stretch. He was being pursued on the final nine holes by none other than the Golden Bear himself. Jack Nicklaus would finish in second place, one shot behind Hal Sutton at the Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. Only 25 years of age at the time, Hal Sutton's win at the 1983 PGA was his first major championship. Jack Nicklaus, always gracious in defeat, told the press afterwards that Hal had enough talent to become one of the game's great players. He said, quote, "I think if there's anybody coming along who is going to be able to dominate the tour, Sutton has a head start on everybody else. Only time will determine whether he will." More than 35 years following Hal Sutton's one and only major golf championship back in 1983, one of the voters tasked with determining whether Hal was going to be accepted into the World Golf Hall of Fame would be none other than Jack Nicklaus. Hal Sutton's hometown newspaper interviewed him prior to the World Golf Hall of Fame final voting. Hopeful of garnering enough votes to earn membership in the distinguished group, Hal said, quote, "That's what a person works their whole career for, to be possibly considered for the Hall of Fame. I would be in awe if that's the case." With 75% of the votes required of the 20-person selection committee for admission, Hal Sutton came up short for the class of 2019. It's now 2024, 5 years later, and Hal Sutton is still not a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. Well, at least not yet. Let's talk about that. Hal Sutton fell in love with golf as a youngster. Though he played youth football and basketball in the Shreveport, Louisiana area into junior high school, Sutton was a self-taught golfer who practiced very hard and dedicated himself into becoming the best player he could. His father, Howard Sutton, owned a small regional oil company. Mr. Sutton was a former football player and a big supporter of his alma mater, the University of Arkansas. By his own admission, Hal's dad, who did not play golf, pushed his son very hard to become the best in his declared sport. Hal Sutton became a four-year letterman at Northwood High School in Shreveport. His personal drive as a high school golfer propelled him into the upper echelon of a very talented pool of local amateur golfers. Sutton then quickly ascended to become one of the top amateur golfers in the entire state of Louisiana prior to his graduation from high school. And as a high school senior, Hal Sutton averaged nearly two strokes under par, or 70 shots per round. Several of the top college golf programs around the nation were attempting to recruit him to come play for them. Instead, Hal Sutton surprised many by announcing that he was going to follow the lead of another very prominent local athlete and attend the smallest Division I school in the country at Centenary College in Shreveport. He said, "I'll stay home and go to Centenary. I want to help the school." Now, at that time, Centenary's 7-foot basketball star, Robert Parrish, was leading the small college into the Associated Press top 25 rankings for the first time in school history. Hal Sutton wanted to do the same thing with the school's golf program. "By staying here," he said, "Robert Parrish did a lot for Centenary and a lot for Shreveport." From 1976 to 1980 at Centenary College, Hal Sutton won 14 college golf tournaments. During his time in college, he captured the prestigious Western Amateur in both 1979 and 1980, along with the 1980 North and South Amateur titles. Hal Sutton was a member of the 1979 and 81 U.S. Walker Cup amateur teams as well. Named the College All-American, Hal Sutton led the Gentlemen, yes, that's the nickname for the school sports teams, to the NCAA tournament as the team finished ninth nationally. Hal Sutton was named the 1980 NCAA College Player of the Year and Golf Magazine's College Player of the Year as a senior. Now, if that wasn't enough for Hal Sutton's big 1980 golf season, the U.S. Amateur Golf Tournament was being played, at least ironically for this story, in Pinehurst, North Carolina. At the Country Club of North Carolina, it was Hal Sutton defeating Bob Lewis 9-8 in the 36-hole championship match to claim the top title in all of amateur golf. The low medalist for the opening two rounds of that event was some guy named Fred Couples. He has that same smooth-swinging Freddie Couples that we've enjoyed watching over the years on the PGA Tour and the PGA Champions Tour was playing in the very same tournament. Now, Couples would be admitted to the World Golf Hall of Fame in 2013 with very similar qualifications as the young man who actually won that 1980 U.S. Amateur Championship, Hal Sutton. Let's talk about Hal's 25-year PGA Tour career. Upon his college graduation, Hal Sutton actually gave serious thought to remaining a lifelong amateur golfer, much like Bobby Jones did, and he entered the business world. But a year later, he changed his mind and traveled to Florida and participated in the Fall 1981 PGA Tour qualifying school. Sutton finished in a tie for 18th place with another future PGA Championship winner, Paul Azinger. The two talented golfers had just earned their PGA Tour playing card for the 1982 golf season. Hal Sutton's 25-year PGA Tour career from 1982 through 2006 featured three very distinct periods. During his first 5 years as a professional, Sutton won 7 PGA events. He broke through in his rookie year of 1982 at the Walt Disney World Classic. Then in 1983, he won the Players' Championship and the PGA Championship. After a winless 1984, Hal Sutton won twice in 1985 and matched that feat once again in 1986. But then, a 9-year drought began. From May 1986 at the Memorial Tournament through September 1995 at the BC Open, Hal Sutton was winless as his golf game began to waver. A self-taught player, he sought advice from a number of well-meaning experts on how to restore his golf swing. Eventually, Hal reunited with his college golf coach, Floyd Horgan, and began to return to top form once again beginning in the 1990s. A rejuvenated 37-year-old Hal Sutton then won another 7 PGA events during the ensuing 5-year period. Starting with the 1995 BC Open, Sutton added the 1998 Texas Open in San Antonio, and he capped the 1998 season by winning the Tour Championship season finale in a playoff with Vijay Singh. Hal Sutton's winning streak continued in 1999 with a victory in the Canadian Open. In the year 2000, he won the Greater Greensboro Open, but Hal Sutton also added his second Players' Championship by holding off Tiger Woods, much like he had done against Jack Nicklaus in the 1983 PGA. His now famous, be the right club today, call from the 18th fairway in the final round at TPC Sawgrass would become Hal's signature moment. At 41 years of age, Hal Sutton had just taken down Tiger Woods during the same year, 2000, in which Tiger Woods captured 3 consecutive major championships. Now let's talk about Ryder Cup Hal. Hal Sutton played on 4 Ryder Cup teams. He had 2 appearances during his younger days in 1985 and 1986, and then twice more in 1999 and 2002 during the latter portion of his PGA career. Sutton compiled a career record of 7 wins, 5 losses, and 4 ties in his 4 appearances for Team USA. In 2004, Hal Sutton was chosen to be the captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. The U.S. team that year featured Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, and several other top-rated golfers. Team USA was also considered to be a solid favorite as this event was being played in the U.S. near Detroit at Oakland Hills. However, a very fired-up European squad led by Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood, and Padraig Harrington was nearly unbeatable that weekend as the Euros clobbered the U.S. team 18.5-9.5. Fellow Shreveporter David Toms played on that 2004 U.S. squad, going 1-2 that year, and later commented, quote, "That European squad played like they were playing for a beer, and it seemed like we were playing for everything to lose." It's doubtful, though, that anyone took that 2004 Ryder Cup loss any harder than their team captain, Hal Sutton. But Hal Sutton loves the state of Louisiana, and it loves him back. After Sutton's longtime business manager lost his 7-year-old daughter to spinal meningitis, the golfer announced plans in 2001 for the creation of a specialized children's hospital in his hometown of Shreveport. The 2003 Independence Bowl awarded their annual General Omar Bradley Award to none other than Hal Sutton. Now, that award symbolizes the spirit of freedom and independence in which our country was founded. During the late summer of 2005, Hurricanes Katrina and Rita blasted the Louisiana and Gulf Coast regions within just a few weeks of each other. Hal Sutton teamed up with fellow Shreveport golfer David Toms and New Orleans' Kelly Gibson to raise more than $2 million for hurricane relief efforts. In 2006, the annual Charlie Bartlett Award was given to Sutton, Toms, and Gibson by the Golf Writers Association of America for their unselfish contributions to the betterment of society. In that same year, Shreveport's Christus Schumpert Sutton Children's Medical Center opened its 106-bed facility after more than $20 million had been raised to help meet this community need. The Centenary College Alumni Hall of Fame inducted Hal Sutton also in 2006. The award recognizes Centenary graduates who have distinguished themselves in both their profession and in service to others as well as the college. The business major, Hal Sutton, has hosted the annual Hal Sutton Invitational Golf Tournament on behalf of Centenary College every year since the 1980s. The PGA Tour awarded Hal Sutton with the 2007 Payne Stewart Award. It's given annually to a player whose values align with the character, charitable mindset, and sportsmanship that Payne Stewart showed. The Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame also inducted Hal Sutton in 2009. A hip replacement surgery back in 2012 and a heart attack in 2014 limited Hal Sutton's ability to compete at a high level after he moved up into the PGA Champions Tour. But in recent years, Hal has become a popular golf instructor in southeastern Texas. He has designed top-rated Texas golf courses such as Boot Ranch north of San Antonio and the newly opened Darmore Club in Columbus, Texas, which is located halfway between Houston and San Antonio. So let's now make the case again for the World Golf Hall of Fame. Now 66 years of age, Hal Sutton checks all of the required boxes for induction into the World Golf Hall of Fame. His career total of 14 PGA Tour wins includes a major championship, the 1983 PGA Championship, plus two Players' Championship titles. And let's not forget about his 1980 U.S. Amateur title as well. Hal Sutton would become the very first golfer, male or female, from the state of Louisiana to be admitted into the 150-member World Golf Hall of Fame. How about that? And after being a finalist for this honor in 2019, I think it's time for the nominations committee to reward one of professional golf's most recognizable and deserving players with another nomination to join this elite group. With a lifetime of dedication to the game of golf, a long record of service to his community, and leadership as a four-time Ryder Cup participant and the 2004 Ryder Cup captain, the spirited Hal Sutton would be a very popular and worthy addition to the next class of the World Golf Hall of Fame. Be on the right ballots today. Woo! I'm Swamp Swami.